You're such an asshole.
All right, continuing on with Asshole Consulting, where if you got questions, Cappy's got answers. As long as you got money, the world's only professional asshole, me, at assholeconsulting.com. Hey, Aaron, please don't keep me anonymous. I mean, what's going to happen? Well, I'm just going to make sure we don't. I usually try to keep everyone anonymous. Have the Stasi with young Putin after me. Loser, 32-year-old millennial here from Perth, Australia. Make $165,000 a year working. I don't know what that, see, and he uses Fortnites and things like that. You work as a professional, and that's US, that's about 130. So you're making very good money. I don't like it, but I know I would not like any job. And this one pays no debt, renting one bedroom. Most I've paid for car is 5,000. I have lost exactly 60 pounds on the old D Imperial system and have taken up HEMA, historical European martial arts. Well, we just beat the crap out of the French and the British beat the crap out of, or the French beat the crap out of the British. 6'2", I fly out Tuesday at a certain time. I'm back from the desert the following Tuesday in the evening. I don't really know what to do with myself. Most of my old friends are going or have gone away, i.e. retired or married. Yeah, 32, it's over. Stop. They're dead horses. You're not resurrecting them. Okay, so save your energy and your concern and your hope. Hope is exhausting because it's never vindicated. It's never answered. And I would just, they're gone. They'll make an effort to be social, became a regular at a bar. They're making friends with youngers who still have a spark. There have been girls, but they've never been a priority. Quite frankly, they're boring as, we don't need to monetize. They're boring as fuck. Nice, but fuck, I don't care. I have no real goals and no schedule. I'm finding myself playing video games more and more, and I'm just not happy. If you were me, what would you do? What would a healthy schedule be? Never had one. P.S. If you ever had to make it to Perth, feel free to meet up for beers. Cheers. Oh, I will. When you guys, you know, aren't Nazi Germany version 2.0, maybe I'll come visit Nazi Germany versus 2.0. In the meantime, would I be able to leave? That'd be my concern. What else? Am I allowed to? Can I? Go to Sydney? Oh, I can't? All right. Don't know if I'd want to go to Sydney. Well, if you're miserable, you never had a regular healthy schedule, that'd be the first step, is to get a healthy schedule. But, and I just, so you know, the key to success is to suffer. People who don't want to suffer and do not endure suffering don't succeed. Right? There is no easy way out. Now, you studied something hard, you're working obscure hours and you're getting compensated for it. And so the don't lose sight of the long-term goal. The long-term goal is you build up enough money so that your finances are secure for the rest of your life. So you don't have to worry about money for the rest of your life. And you should kind of be coming around to it, especially at the age of 32. That's good that you lost the weight. You're a pretty good looking guy. You're going out to the bar. That's good. I mean, don't get hammered or nothing. You're talking to younger people. but also keep in mind, since the root beer float disease has come around, especially Australia has been especially draconian in locking things down. A lot of people keep thinking, oh, my life sucks. It didn't suck 2 years ago. Yeah, you know what? Because 2 years ago, there wasn't this damn root beer float going around. And so this is normal. Okay. So everything is normal. You're functioning normal and healthy. I'm no therapist, but you have a very long, hard work schedule. This is like at the Bakken oil fields here in North Dakota, north of here anyway. People will be on two, off two, on three, off one. And it does a number on you. So yeah, you're going to suffer, I wouldn't say depression, but sadness. You're going to be down and you will be miserable because that's not normal. That's why they pay you. But I don't know how normal of a schedule you can have if you got this work schedule that kind of, you know, throws a wrench into the rest of your monkey plans. So, so you fly out that, and then what do you got, a week off? Let me see. Give me a second. So I asked him some questions. What do you do for fun beyond going to the bar? Cycle, leg, not motor, play board games with a couple of regular people, history podcasts, sword fighting. Oh, that's what it is. Play video games. I used to go overseas in the before time. I felt best at, right, because you're seeing people probably get laid. Yes. I think I need to do dangerous things like join a shield wall if there's still a thing. It is just also boring. Most people I talk to are just normal, I guess. I can't discuss the finer points of the siege of Malta with them, you know? I wish I could get an island for the price of one falcon a year and the king of scissors. Hey, have you read this book, Mr. High-End Professional Man? Have you read this book and realized that there aren't a lot of smart people that are going to want to talk about the siege of Malta? And which one? Are we talking the one where the Allies liberated it from the Germans, I believe it was, or they protected it? Or are we talking about the Islamic siege of Malta. what do you do for fun going out bars? All right. And how much social time do you have per week? Or better yet, how many hours per week do you have to be social and are in place where you can be social? It's probably best to break this down into Oh, God, not the fortnights, not the Australian math. Fuck, what are these? Two pence of fourth wreath of Fortnite go with the dingle doggy dongy bit. Just can you just be American and tell me what is that 2 weeks? As I work an 8-6 roster, you're 8 on, 6 off. Well, I fly out on Tuesday, come back Tuesday. Then I don't have commitments really, other than regain my sanity with alone time. So 4 to 5 days of Fortnite, I would have free to be social. I go to a couple bars a time now when I'm back, sword fighting on Saturdays. So most of my time alone, which is fine. But apart from those things, there's regular noza. Okay. you probably shouldn't be spending that much time alone then. You got to be doing something else. And it can be anything at this point. Because your primary obligation is your work. And that's setting the terms for everything else. And you're, you know, finding a girlfriend, probably not likely to happen. You got your sword fighting in there. You do play board games, but I would not be spending time by yourself. Spend some time by yourself, you know, recover, but then you got to get out. Even if it is the bar, cycling, join a cycling team. Don't just cycle by yourself, cycling team, which I know sometimes is hard either because they're really good and you can't keep up or they're really slow. And you're like, come on. And I don't know what you can do socially in Perth. Cause someone told me, you know, okay, Australia is basically Nazi Germany version 2.0. And, someone said, oh yeah, but Perth is fine. It's open because of it's, they got states' rights there, which I was not aware of. But you got to get out. So join some kind of social club, a fraternal order. If you have to, the Elks or the Masons the Masons are kind of, I could go into that. But you need to go into a bar more than a couple of times now and then, and you need more than your sword fight Sundays or Saturdays. You got a, I don't know, some kind of group, anything that's of an interest to you where there's other people, not a solo thing where there's other people, and you make a good money. If you need some female attention, go pay for it through seeking arrangement or whatever equivalent you got in Australia. I'm not even talking for the sex. I'm just talking for just to have a female around. And the sad thing is, I don't know if this holds true anymore, but a friend of mine in Vegas a couple of years ago now, you know, it's like he was paying for the girlfriend experience. And maybe he was getting sex too. I don't know, but it was in Vegas. So it's illegal. Anyway, she was nice. And the observation he had is that when you pay them, they're nicer. Like that. It's so sad. Like, cause they know what you want and you just got to pay them. That's it. So now you're paying to be treated as nice, even if it's artificial. Still go do that, you know, because your frontal cortex is only, I don't know, a quarter of your brain. The remaining 75% can't tell the difference. So go get some female attention. You know, and then when you went to Bali or wherever it is that you went overseas, you're much happier. Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yes. But however you can in this lockdown environment, go find something social to do with other people. Doesn't always have to be girls. Okay. That's just one, but you know, anything, just get out. And then also realize two things. One, this is completely normal because of the lockdown over in Australia. And two, it's also additionally completely normal because of your work schedule. All right. And just realize this, it's not going to go away until you have a normal 9-to-5 type of job, or however you guys measure a workday in your fortnights. Three dankly wankleys and hoodly doodlies. Oh, man, you're putting in the overtime, aren't you there, Bruce? Yeah, see, Americans got that joke. It's a bit of boo. Yeah, listening to podcasts, do that before you go to sleep. Actually, email me some podcasts that you listen to, because I got some really good ones I listen to, but I'm kind of running lean. You lost weight. That's good. What would I do if I were you? What would a healthy schedule be? Well, you're working the entire time for the 8 days, and you got 6 days off. When you get back that night, maybe go to the bar, say hi to people. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Get a couple drinks in ya. Go home, relax, get some sleep. Next day, what would that be? Wednesday. take an easy morning. Get some coffee. Don't drink too much booze the night before. But if you did, work it off. And then go for a nice bike ride. Okay? Do that. Just get your body flowing. Work out some different muscles. You get your thing on Saturday. And then what is that? That leaves Wednesday night, Thursday day, Friday day. Yeah, and then Sunday and Monday. Fill it up with one thing a week, one thing a day, one activity a day with other people, however you got to do it. If you got to help old grandma lays across the street, help old grandma, help Sheila's across the street, help the Sheila's, old Sheila ladies, whatever. You know, I'm not saying don't have your downtime, but you should have one thing to look forward to each night or daytime. We should have one activity with other people, however you get there. And and I would strongly recommend, hang on. Does Australia have seeking arrangement? Seeking arrangement, globally, 57,000 in Australia alone. Okay, there you go, buddy. And it's not, you're not even in it for the sex, just so you know. You're just in it for a girl to treat you nice. So maybe look for a gal that isn't like, hi, my name's Bipsy and I'm 19 and I like flowers. Find a gal who's like 30. Your age. So you could talk about things that 30-year-olds talk about. Whoa, weren't 90s cartoons really gay? No, they weren't. Batman was, and Batman Beyond was. The rest of it was not great. Static Shock was pretty cool. Okay, I take it back. There's some pretty cool cartoons back in the day. Johnny Bravo, yeah. Samurai Jack, I take it back. The 90s did have some great cartoons. I stand corrected. I was wrong. I stand corrected. You know, that'd be a great date. Hey, you want to watch some Samurai Jack? Some Johnny Bravo? There you go. All right. But then the main thing is just, yeah, man, until you get back to a regular job, a regular schedule, and also until you get out and fly. And I'm going to assume it's because you went to Bali or you went to Southeast Asia and you found much happier, more agreeable gals. It's amazing what pretty, agreeable, nice girls will do for a man's psychology and mental health. All right. Any super chats? DJ Aftershock, $5. Do, bro. Spend it on bottle service in Vegas and get a Beamer, bro. Plus a sweet new McMansion in the burbs, y'all. Flex on the haters, bro. YOLO, y'all. Were you the one that sent me that TikTok video of what it's like to be modern day Wall Street wannabe or something like that, or Wall Street guy? That was good. Scrolling. Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Yeah, I am. So am I. I'm not that excited about it because what's going to happen is the same thing with Gray Davis. Okay, they elected Arnold Schwarzenegger and then they elected a Marxist back. Like, the Californians do not realize how stupid they are. It's like, we elected an incompetent leftist. We need another, well, Republican for 30 hot seconds. Get out of here. We want our leftist again. David 128, Namaste from the great utopia known as Minneapolis. Why are you there? Even if you have to work there, why do you live there? Get out. Go to St. Louis Park. Go to Richfield. Go to Fridley. Go to any place but Minneapolis. I prefer St. Paul over Minneapolis. There's no reason to be in Minneapolis. they hate you. You're working. Heaven help you if you're white and male, and heaven help you if you're not gay. They really hate you then. All right, that's it. No, I haven't. I haven't watched it. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Denmark. I'm looking for a plan B. Denmark's on the list. All right. Okay. DJ Aftershocks, $2. After great California governor was Pete Wilson. Last great California governor was Pete Wilson in the 90s. Was he a Republican? I thought it was Reagan was the last Republican, aside from Schwarzenegger. It doesn't matter. Californians deserve what they get. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.